So, Norman Greenberg, you're the volunteer chair of the board of directors of a new initiative called the Community Carrot Co-op. What is that, and where is it going to service?
We're opening up a grocery market on Gottingen Street, right in a food desert in the middle of downtown, where there hasn't been a food market for the last 30 years. So our hope is to have a community-owned grocery market in that area, and we're hoping to do that if we can win the Aviva Fund money or find money else. We're hoping to do that by March.
Let's talk about the Aviva Fund money. This is a voting system, an online voting system, and what are they offering as a prize, and how can people participate in that?
The Aviva company is an insurance company. They've, for the last 4 years, have given away $1 million to community groups. So it's an online voting system. There have been two rounds of voting finished, and a third round is about to finish on Monday. The Community Carrot is doing very well in the third round. You have to be in the top 10 groups to get into the semifinals. So the vote ends on Monday. We need a big, big bump this week. We need as many people to vote this week as possible, because you carry your vote into the semifinals. So we're hoping that we have 15,000 to 18,000 votes by Monday at noon. If we do, that'll help us going forward into the semifinals, because the semifinals begin on December 3rd. And from 1 week, you get to vote every day for whichever group you want. There's 98 groups in all across the country that'll be vying for $1 million that Aviva will be giving out to these top 10 of those 98 groups in vote getting. Each of those groups would get $5,000 plus their business plan reviewed. So we need community support for this. We want to get, if we can find, we need 10 to 15,000 people, Haligonians, who vote for us every day for a week. That would be our target. If we did that, we'd have a really good shot at being in the top 10. Without that, other groups have been planning their onslaught, their social media onslaught, for weeks now, because they're already in the semifinals.
The north end of Halifax presents a very particular type of neighborhood that's undergoing some very particular changes at this moment in time. There's, you know, a lot of development, a lot of sort of speculation. It's a rather impoverished neighborhood that is beginning to become more and more so gentrified. Why this neighborhood to service for your co-op? Why not something more, you know, shishi, like the South End or something like that?
Well, the answer is in your question. We feel like this is being pushed by the community. The community wants a grocery store. They don't have access to healthy food. Healthy food is a major social determinant of health, and we need to address that as a community. This is something that I feel passionately about, because people not having access to good food or knowledge about cooking or knowledge about good food. So as a social enterprise cooperative, our enterprise will be to make money. Our social mission will be to educate people about food. This particular neighborhood is changing. The demographic is great for us in the sense that there's lots of middle-income people coming in with incomes, and then there is a poor population there, people on welfare who need support, who need opportunity to walk for their groceries. Right now they're walking to the convenience store and buying not very good food. We'd love to give them the opportunity to walk and go into a fresh food grocery market that had the foods and the knowledge to help them use the food properly and use the food in a really good way, so that they're healthier folks.
Do you ever wonder about sort of the imposition of terms like health, or like, this is good for you, we know what's good for you, so eat this instead? Will there be some educational components, cooking classes, stuff like this, to sort of potentially reshape diets that may well be deficient because of poverty?
Yes, there will. The social goal here is to educate people. So the grocery, in its longer-term platform, if we can find a permanent space, we're looking at opening up a temporary space, rather, for now, to get the members, because this is a cooperative. People are going to have to join, and by joining, they'll have some input into what we sell, and we'll try and make it affordable and healthy. And as we go down the road, there will also be a community space in the grocery store, where we'll be able to have coffee and muffins and chessboards and checkers, and people can read newspapers and have community meetings and have a community kitchen. And all of that will take place, because The idea that we're playing with here is that it's more than a grocery store. It's a community center, and people will know each other by their name. It'll be a fun place to go, and everybody will see each other that they know every day, and it'll be a successful store because it's serving the needs of that community and not just serving the needs of far away corporate interests.
Now, we're here at a co-op conference, and one of the things we were just discussing was in terms of what's going to separate you from, let's say, the Sobeys or the large retailers, which are, you know, several blocks away. Other than distance, is there going to be an emphasis placed on local or organic retailers or suppliers?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Of course, we will try our best. The value here is local, sustainable, access to foods coming from the valley. There will be an interesting issue around people expecting to buy grapefruit in February, but we need to deal with that at the beginning with the members as they come in, so they understand that we are thinking sustainably and we're thinking long term, and that there may be some foods that they can't get, but that's okay. They can cook with other foods, so cook with what we have. I think that that's going to be the stake in the ground for this co-op. So we're inviting people to come to join us, to talk to us about what they'd like to see in this cooperative and get involved. There's lots of committees and lots of community work happening around this thing because lots of decisions need to be made, and the decisions need to be made by the people who are going to be members. And the steering committee is made up of people in the community trying to make best decisions they can, but it's open and people need to come and participate in those discussions, and love to have them there.
And then how does one become a member in the Carrot Community Co-op, or the Community Carrot Co-op, sorry?
We don't have a membership yet. We are still in the formative stages of deciding how much it's going to cost for a membership. We're thinking that there'll be several levels of membership. There'll be a regular membership, and then there'll be a sustaining membership, and then there'll be a corporate membership. So those will be different costs, but the outcome of being a member will be the same for all levels. It's just that people with more money may be able to help support the co-op more than other people. So you can shop at the co-op even if you are not a member, but you wouldn't have access to either the dividends if we're profitable or to the discounts that we'll give to members.
And I would imagine there will potentially be a difference in membership costs based on whether this Aviva prize comes through.
The Aviva monies that we've asked for are startup costs. As a not-for-profit cooperative, we'll be offering a for-profit business, and the for-profit business will have to make money. So essentially, it's very difficult for us to find startup monies. So we're really looking for fridges and freezers and startup costs for the initial foods, for managers, for staff, for cash registers, all of the things that you need to get a store started. So the Aviva Fund will get us off the ground for probably 4 to 6 months, and by then we're hoping to be, you know, self-sustaining in the long term, according to their business plan.
Okay, thanks a lot for your time, and best of luck. Hope to see a community co-op grocery store in the North End in the very near future.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the interview.